What did you make of that that match? You know, a storybook match for Andrei Shevchenko. But did you see anything from the Ukraine to suggest that you know, they are going to be a factor in this tournament going forward?
Well, I don't know if a factor going forward necessarily, but I think certainly enough to move on to the next round. I think, you know, they're a very dangerous attacking force, and Shevchenko, I mean, last night seemed to roll back the years. This was the Andrei Shevchenko of his AC Milan days.
Not the one that Chelsea thought they were getting.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, if he can continue to play like that, and they've got some good young players, too, that I think, you know, they've got a solid attacking base there, and they duly exploited Sweden's, you know, defensive frailties at the back. So, you know, I don't think it's unreasonable to expect Ukraine to possibly get into the next round. Now, after that, I mean, in terms of going to the semifinals or final, I mean, I just don't see that. I don't think they have the depth or overall quality. But, I mean, certainly through to the quarterfinals, I think that's not being totally unreasonable.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Patrice Evra of France pretty much, I think, summed things up. You know, he was asked about, well, 1-1 draw with England. You know, what does it mean? And his response was, look, in a tournament like this, the only way you can try to put a draw in context is by seeing what happens in the next match. If you draw the next match or lose, then it's bad. If you win the next match, then it's okay. And that's pretty much the way it is in this tournament format, isn't it?
I think he's spot on with that, absolutely. I mean, just remember 2 years ago, Spain lost its opening game at the World Cup to Switzerland, and, you know, everyone was in crisis mode. And, you know, oh, this is, you know, these are sort of the European champions and the favorites and what's going on. Well, we know how that played out. So, you know, I don't think you can read a terrible amount just into one result. You have to sort of look at it in the greater context of, absolutely, as you said, what happens in the next game and in the overall group stage. Now, for England, I mean, you know, I thought they were well organized against France, but they really sort of didn't offer too much going forward. It'll be interesting to see if they are a little bit more adventurous in their next match, just knowing that, you know, Sweden was opened up pretty convincingly by Ukraine. So I'll be interested to see if Hodgson becomes a little bit more aggressive in his tactics.
Really, without Rooney, what can he do to be more aggressive?
Well, I think maybe just, you know, probe and push guys like Ashley Young and James Milner a little bit more forward, because I think they're fantastic attacking players. They've got great speed, and what I like about Ashley Young is he's not afraid to take on defenders one-on-one.
Right.
So I think you get the ball at their feet as much as possible, and you just say, hey, have at it. Sort of, you know, take these guys on and make something happen in the final third.
Yeah, I think when you, you know, I thought, like most people, I thought the second half of that match, there's about a 20-minute part of that match, France and England, where it was almost unwatchable, I thought. But you sort of expected that. I think when the score was 1-1, your initial instinct, I think is initial instinct in a lot of these tournaments is 1-1. Well, it's not the worst thing that can happen. Let's make sure the worst thing doesn't happen. And I think that if you're Roy Hodgson, given the fact that you've only been coaching this team for a while, it's probably almost it's almost self-explanatory that would occur, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll gladly take that result last night. You know, you're talking about a French side that's very technical and very very hot coming into this competition. I think they were unbeaten in 21 games. So, yeah, I think while there's no doubt there's room for improvement in terms of England's performance, I think Hodgson will sort of gladly take that performance and take the result and say this is something that we can kind of build on. But, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it was pretty clear that, you know, once it was 1-1, that they shut things down pretty quickly, and the intention was to not lose and to hold on to what we have here.
Through the early stages of this tournament, what has been, and we'll talk about Canada, Honduras in a minute, but through the early stages of this tournament, John, has there been one team or one thing that has stood out to you?
Well, the one thing that sort of stands out is how many goals are being scored off headers. I think someone said it's almost 50%, which I was stunned. And when you look at that, what was it, that Croatia-Ireland game the other day, I think all three were scored off headers. So I guess the fact that, that it's become a bit of an aerial battle and that's how you sort of can score goals this time, that's kind of caught me a little bit by surprise just because of, you know, I think the past two tournaments, the sort of tactical theme has been very much possession and moving the ball on the ground, and that's how you kind of go about scoring. So I'm a little bit surprised that, you know, so many goals are coming off of off headers, to be perfectly honest.
And if that trend continues, that actually plays into the hands of some of the more underrated teams in the tournament, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no question. Because, yeah, I think you've hit it exactly right. So, I mean, I'm really interested to see how this progresses and if this trend sort of continues or if it's just, you know, sort of that's the way it was for the first three or four games.
With John Molinaro, Sportsnet. Shifting focus to Canada and Honduras tonight at BMO. This, I think, John, you would probably agree that this is, I think, Honduras is a team that will give us an idea of where Canada's positioned, won't they? Because this is kind of the measuring. This has kind of been the measuring stick for us in a lot of ways. I mean, forget about the Mexicans and the Americans. Honduras is more of a measuring stick, isn't it, in some ways?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Honduras is, you know, I would say the third best team in CONCACAF, so they're not quite at that level with that untouchable level that Mexico and the U.S. are. So this is a good test for Canada. This is a good measuring stick to see where Canada rates. And, you know, I think they're possibly catching them at the right time because Honduras lost to Panama in its opening match of the qualifiers at home, which is really unthinkable from a Honduras perspective. And just down at BMO yesterday for training, just talking to some of the Honduran press that's in town, they seem to suggest that the coach's job is on the line here, that if he doesn't get a full 3 points, that could be it. So, you know, I think Canada might be catching them at the right time, but, you know, you got to think that Honduras is desperate for a win and that, you know, that class and their style will prevail. And, you know, there's no doubt that they're a very strong team, very athletic and very technically gifted. So I think this is a very strong test for Canada.
You know, I look back to that Canada, they're friendly against the Americans, and everybody talked about how well-organized Canada appeared to be in the back. It's going to be even more of a factor tonight, isn't it, with Milan Borjan in?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And you know, Honduras has Carlos Costly, the former, you know, Houston Dynamo star, who's just a great forward. He's a goal-scoring machine. So, you know, I think Canada's played well in the defensive end the last couple of days, games. I mean, they sort of blanked the U.S., and you know, they blanked Cuba. So, you know, you think they're going to have a little bit of confidence coming into this, knowing that they've kept, you know, back-to-back blank sheets. So I think you're right. I think, you know, defensive organization and keeping it tight at the back is going to be sort of the focus. And if they can do that and then sort of use their speed to hit Honduras on the counter, then, you know, there's a chance that they can get a result here.
What's been the key to that that strength along the back? Because I thought if you're looking at that friendly against the U.S., I mean, the one thing I took away from that game from both teams was just how effective Canada was defensively. What was the key to that? Is it just is it a formation? I don't think it's formation. Is it the personnel that were on the pitch?
I think it's a little bit of the personnel who are on the pitch. I've been very impressed with guys like David Edgar and Andre Haynaud. I think they're kind of really coming into their own as young sort of Canadian soccer talents. But I think it's more along the lines of just team defending. I mean, you hear it all the time that you just don't defend with the back four, right? You have to defend as an entire 11, and when you're not in possession, you have to kind of get behind the ball and do the work. And I think that's what Canada did. They stayed very compact and very... They kept their shape throughout the whole sort of game against the States. And I think that's the key, is you have to sort of maintain your shape and not get caught out and defend as a team. So I think if they continue to do that, then it bodes well for, you know, the upcoming match against Honduras.